So Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my words, and my Father and I will come and dwell within you. Can you imagine that God wants to dwell within you? When you see yourself in the mirror, you say, God wants to dwell with me. And that's true. God wants to dwell with you. Jesus says, if you keep my words, I will dwell within you. The Father and I will dwell within you. And people can see that. Like, I have heard a lot of people, sometimes they say, I see God in that person. I see God in that person. I see God in that young person. I see God in that marriage. Because when you keep God's word and you put that into practice, God dwells in you. And people can see it. Remember, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I did a program of chaplaincy. So we were doing this training to become chaplains in a hospital in Arkansas. So there were several people in our group, like 8 or 10 people in our group. And we help each other, encourage each other, and give feedbacks to one another. So we have meetings almost every day. And one of the things that people said to each other, like, I see God in that person, I see God in that person. And one of the seminarians, he complained. He said, why they see God in them? Why they don't see God in me? Maybe because he was full of himself, I think. So if you do not keep God's word in you, if you don't have love in you, people will see that too. Jesus says, if you keep my words, other version says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. What are these, the words of the Lord? What are these commandments of the Lord? Where we can say that it's the Bible. If we love God, we keep the Bible. Where do we keep it? Like in a box, or we keep it at home? That may be good, but it wouldn't help much if we just keep it in a box. But if we read it, that will help a little bit better. If we read it, but even if we read it, we memorize everything. But if we don't put it into practice, that would not help much either. I think what the Lord is asking us is that we keep his teaching in our hearts, in our minds, and put that into practice. And put that into practice as we relate to God and as we relate to one another. So a person who keeps God's word, that person trusts in God. That person always put God first. That person respects every human being, from conception until natural death. If you keep God's word, you are generous, you are honest, you are kind, you serve other people. And people can see that. So if we really love God, if we want to love God, we need to keep his word by practicing all he taught us, trust in him, loving one another, forgiving one another, helping one another, encouraging one another, not putting each other down. If we do that, brothers and sisters, God will dwell in us. And people can see that. People can say, I see God in that person. I see God in that young man, in that young lady. I see God in that marriage. But that takes a lot of self-giving and complete surrender to God. That takes that we really receive the Word of God and makes it our own. So the Word of God becomes a living thing in us, becomes a living person in us. And that can extend it to our families. So God can see people. People can see people in you, but can also say, I see God in that family, because that family pray together, because that family love one another, because that family support each other, because that family serve the community. And that can be extended to the parish. If we keep God's word in our parish, which I think we do, people can come and visit us for a weekend, and they say, I see God in these people. They are kind. They are willing to welcome people. They are willing to praise God together. They are singing loud. I see God in those people. God wants to dwell within us. And Jesus tells us how to do that. We keep his words in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives. And one person one of the saints that I admire a lot is Saint Francis of Assisi, because he did this in a very perfect way. He read the word of God and he said, that's what I want to be. And he did it. And everyone could see that. Not even the non-believers, even the non-Christian could see that this man has God in him, because he was completely self-giving to God. But I also know that a lot of parents do that. They are completely self-giving to their children. And today also tomorrow we celebrate Memorial Day. We remember these men and women who were self-given and gave their lives for this country, for the freedom of all the people living in this country. And we see God in them too. But now it's our turn to keep God's word, to keep his love, to keep his forgiveness, to keep his generosity, to keep his integrity. May we keep God's word in our hearts. May we keep God's word in our lives.